Love makes it easy. Love makes it able. Love makes it something that we naturally reach for. I found that anything I struggled with, it was something that was competing with me. Love is not a competition. Love is not something I'm told to have. Because if I do something that I don't know how to do, I'm going to give myself grace for at least attempting to do it. Love enables me to complete it because love empowers me to grab it before anyone tells me that I need to do it. Whatever I am loving with my spirit, I'm doing. Listen to me. No one has to teach me to reach for something I love. When you're a teacher, you're teaching already. When you're a preacher, you're already preaching. When you're a minister, you're already ministering. When you're a healer, you're already healing. When you're a power, you're already powering. You're not sitting still. Whatever you're loving, you are doing right now. You know what? The lane you're in right now is what you're loving. You might be comparing lanes, but whatever you love, you're already doing. No one had to call me or position me or give me a platform to preach. I preached already. I was already teaching already. No one had to call me to teach or assign me to teach. Because if you have to assign me, I'm going to give myself grace for doing what I've never done before. And so many times we're trying to do something for God that we've never done before. And then we give ourselves credit or a pat on the back because I've never done it before. I found that love would never remind me of what I've never done before. Love empowers me to do everything that I'm wanting to do. Love will never say, "You've never done that before, Andre, so it's okay." When I ran for public office, the Holy Spirit told me, "Why don't you run?" I told the Holy Spirit I wasn't a politician. The Holy Spirit said, "I didn't ask you to be." I said, "I don't talk like that." The Holy Spirit said, "I didn't ask you to talk like that. Talk like you." And I think for a split second, I was comparing my own legitimacy and validity to the political force. When God was really saying, you are enough. What you love is enough. I didn't ask you to do that. I asked you to spread your love. I asked you to manifest your love. I asked you to take your love to the political system. I didn't ask you to become a politician. I asked you to manifest what you're loving in the face of politics. And you know what, beloved? That's what I did. Whatever you're loving, you're doing already. Whatever you feel forced to do, you can't do. And so you're going to give yourself credit for at least trying. Is your whole life with God things you're trying to do? Have you ever determined your love with God already? Are you busy comparing to you're trying to do things that you don't know how to do? Has this life ever been about love with you? Has this moment and relationship ever been a God love thing? Or was it a hell thing? Was it a comparison thing? Was it a preaching thing? Have you ever had any fun? This is love. Whatever you love, you're already doing. Whether it's laziness or procrastinating or whatever. I didn't say if it was full of purpose. I said whatever you love. Laziness can be what you love. Doing nothing can be what you love. Lying can be what you love. Wanting things for free can be what you love. But you know if it's a purpose in it, because if you're loving right, you don't feel empty. But if you're loving something insignificantly, you see how empty you feel? You see how you continue to compare yourself? Because you can't be full of God and still look in somebody else's yard. It's impossible to be full of God and still compare your yard to somebody else's. Because when you're loving God the way He needs to be loved, you don't have time to compare your yard or your gift or your life or anything with anybody else, because you're busy in love. But if this love of yours has you looking into other people's fields, you're not loving anything. You're empty. You love being lazy. You love being a procrastinator, because this love is making you compare and it's making you question yourself. It can't be love if you still feel naked, if you still feel empty. I found that if I feel empty, opinions move me. But when I know that I'm full, your opinions don't do nothing to me. No one needs to change the tone of their voice. You need to change the tone of your soul. It's not how they said it that makes you feel bad. It's what you think of you that makes you feel bad. It's not the tone of the other person. It's the tone of your unbelief and the tone of your self-hate. Whatever you love, you're already doing. No one has to tell you to go teach, because if I love it, I'm teaching already. I'm doing freely every day what I love. No one has to recognize me and call me to the platform. No one has to say, well, he hadn't asked me to teach yet. No, whatever you love, you're already doing. Already.